USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Heading to the Hill today for a confirmation hearing, the president's nominee for attorney general. Democrats planning to grill William Barr on the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation after Barr was critical of it in the past. Dick Durbin, U.S. Senator of Illinois, said earlier this week,
clearly he's a good lawyer, no question, but when it comes to this delicate political situation, the power of the presidency, whether this investigation is warranted, Bill Barr had better give us some ironclad, rock-bottom assurances in terms of his independence and his willingness to step back and let Mueller finish his job.
Barr has said publicly he would not interfere with the Russia investigation. It's the second day of an L.A. public school teacher's strike. Schools open, but attendance expected to be very low. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
The man who allegedly kidnapped a Wisconsin teenager, Jamie Claus, after murdering her parents, making his first court appearance yesterday. And USA Radio's Robin Walensky has more.
In Barron, Wisconsin, the horrifying details of Jamie Claus's abduction spelled out in court papers as Jake Patterson, 21 years old, makes his first court appearance in an orange prison jumpsuit, bail set at $5 million cash. Patterson telling detectives he sees Jamie, just 13 years old, getting onto a school bus as he's heading to work, and decides she's the girl he's going to take.
The House expected to vote today on whether to further punish Republican Congressman Steve King for his comments on white supremacy. The Iowa lawmaker has been under fire for questioning why the terms white nationalist and white supremacist are offensive. He did later reject those ideologies. Yesterday, Republican leaders announced he'd been stripped of his committee assignments in the new Congress. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Another Confederate memorial being taken down. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
The controversial Children of the Confederacy Creed plaque at the Texas State Capitol is coming down. It only took a few minutes for the board to agree with a motion to remove the Confederate plaque. Governor Abbott chairs the board.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against say no or nay. Hearing no nays, the ayes have it.
State Rep. Eric Johnson of Dallas had filed legislation to remove it. He's a descendant of slaves.
Every time I walk past that plaque and I think about the school children who are being miseducated by that plaque, I also think about folks like my mom.
The plaque was called out by historians for denying slavery was a cause of the Civil War.
In USA Radio News for your health, a new study linking belly fat to a shrinking brain. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the details now from Washington, D.C.
The research published in the journal Neurology finds the people they studied who had a high body mass index had slightly lower brain volumes, and those with bigger bellies had lower amounts of gray matter in their brains. Gray matter being that that contains much of the brain's nerve cells and controls things like muscles and senses. Researchers say it's not clear if differences in brain structure led to the obesity, or if the obesity is what caused changes in the brain. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.